Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, June 14th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down a half a cent, July wheat up 2¾ cents, and July beans up 3¾ cents. The beans were within 2 cents of their highs, but the corn and wheat were about a nickel off their highs. Not sure what broke them. Looks like they did have some rains in North Dakota and South Dakota last night, so that may be been a part of it. But we knew that, and we were still strong at 3 o'clock in the morning. After that, it's when we broke the nickel, so not quite sure what came out. We do have the bonds very strong here this morning. They're up more than a full basis point. The inflation rate came out down a tick, which I think surprised a lot of people. They're supposed to increase interest rates tonight on the Fed meeting. We'll see what happens there at 1 o'clock. We do have the dollar down 43 ticks. We're down 96.51. Gold and silver are up. Gold up $10. Silver up 44 cents. So a little bit of a mixed action out here. I don't see that one rain up in the Dakotas has cured the problem out here, but maybe just delayed it for a time being. I still see hotter, drier forecasts out there in the long run. We don't make any of the crops in June with rain, so again, I think the pros are going to be looking to buy any sell-offs caused by any little rain showers that we have around the country in June. No export announcements this morning. I think people are starting to talk about yield. I think we're going to see some yield drag around the country on corn and beans, and it's not going to be quite as rosy. Funds are heavily short. Do they want to cover is the question. We really haven't seen too much fund short covering out here, so hopefully we can get them to get chased in one way or another. But with the rains in the plains last night, looks a little bit tougher today than it did yesterday. Now, the Midwest didn't get much rain at all. Northern Indiana, just in one little area in Northwest Indiana, got some rain. Chicago, south of Chicago, got just a few drops, but we didn't have anything right here in Chicago at all. So the forecasts are still for some scattered showers, and I think that's putting a little lid on the thing for the time being. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Edge.